We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. It continues to be the 5th of March, 2011. From Melody in Colorado sent me this. We were talking about the ATF gun smuggling operation that's going on, where earlier they were smuggling. The ATF has been complicit in arming the drug gangs in Mexico. And we have this also from the Boston Herald, dated November 6th of last year. Sweep busts top gangs of North Shore. It says a swarm of 500 police officers, state troopers, and FBI agents from New England fanned out yesterday across the North Shore where they rounded up dozens of thugs and seized high-powered firearms in order to stamp out violence in gang-ravaged Lynn and Lowell. The sweep, dubbed Operation Melting Pot, targeted members of several street gangs in Lynn and Lowell, responsible for out-of-control violence, including murders of rivals, said U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz. I'm not going to read this whole thing. The point is, we know from other media reports that these Mexican cartels have made inroads throughout the United States. So all of this seems to be the perfect storm, it seems to me, that where firearms are being demonized, where they want to demonize cash. We've covered articles on this program where they talk about cash ending up in the hands of the drug cartels, is making it hard on them to trace where the cash, where the money is flowing, so we can see the machinations of control going forward to track and eliminate cash. And then we got this technocratic system, which we talked about last week, which would essentially eliminate cash, and you would go to a card swiping system, probably, and you would go to a completely different international currency. So all of this is coming down the pipe, and these are subjects that we can explore today if you folks want to. We have a few calls on the line already, but we have a couple of open lines right now. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're visiting with Vicki Davis. Her website is channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. We're predominantly talking about the foreign trade zones again today. We've talked about them in the past, maybe about a month or so ago. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that the vast majority of people have no idea about. So we're going to keep coming back to this subject from time to time, and this whole thing is going to continue to evolve, I'm sure. So we're going to go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we'll take the call. So you folks that are on the line right now, Eric in Georgia, Steve in Michigan, Neil in Indiana, just hang with us. We're going to have another break, and then we'll come back and we'll get to your calls. And once again, the number is 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. One quick article here, real quickly, a couple of paragraphs, before, and then we'll go back right back to the phone lines here. So just hang with us there, callers. From the Oakland Press, actually it's an Associated Press article. I just mentioned before the break that these Mexican drug gangs were making their way throughout the country. Here's an actual AP article dated February 24th of this year, folks, that says exactly that. Mexican drug gang suspects rounded up across the country, including the Detroit area. Says federal, state, and local authorities conducted a massive sweep Thursday in the United States and Latin America of suspected Mexican drug cartel members in the United States in a widespread domestic response to the killing of a U.S. agent in Mexico last week. So where are these cartels being armed, and how is this all happening? Melody in Colorado sent me that. I appreciate that, Melody. She says, I have to wonder if this is about getting the gangs under the control of those who will use them for their agenda as local underworld troops. She says, or as you say, H.R. 3355 made it legal to use the gangs for policing. That's kind of interesting. H.R. 3355, something for you folks to research. Anyway, I don't want to keep our callers waiting any longer. You're welcome to join in, by the way, folks. We have a couple open lines, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Eric in Georgia, you're on with Vicki Davis.
Hi, Darren and Vicki. I just came across an article on Dr. True Ott's website. It's entitled Exposé Written February 2009, Now Circulating Globally. And it's dated February 26, 2011, as far as the date of the article. And it's got a PDF on it at the bottom of the article entitled China Speaks. And it's reportedly the text of a speech given in 2005 by the vice chairman of the Chinese Military Commission. And he explains exactly the strategy in a similar manner as Adolf Hitler explained in Mein Kampf what he intended on doing. But apparently the Chinese need living room. And the United States is where they're going to expand next, according to this the text of this speech.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, we can clearly see that's happening. Vicki, you have anything that you wanted to add to that?
I just recently saw a video of how the Chinese have taken over Senegal.
Mm-hmm.
They've moved in there, and I think that is the real objective, is for them to colonize the United States.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things here that, I mean, on the one hand, we obviously have the opportunity for espionage and for military occupation covertly by the Chinese by sending all their people. You know, and I've covered repeatedly on this program about Roger Canfield's book, China's Trojan Horses, where he talks about how they use Chinese students, sailors, spies. They use all their nationals, all the ordinary citizens, students that are coming here. They use everyone, and they play on their nationality, their patriotism to China, to that country. They approach their own to use in these positions of espionage and data collection and intel gathering. So anybody that's here from China, really, in my thinking, is kind of a suspect as far as this goes, even if they came here with the best of intentions originally.
I'm not sure that they are coming here with the best of intentions.
No, I don't either. I'm just
honestly
saying that certain ones, more than likely, none of them are coming here with any good intentions. But people that are already here, maybe that have already immigrated here a long time ago, can be approached and turned against the United States. But anyway, it's a very big concern. And the fact that it's not getting more airplay in other talk shows, the fact that it's not getting talked about virtually at all in most places, it's just remarkable to me. But
yeah.
Anyway, Eric, do you have anything else?
Well, it helps me to make sense of all this by realizing, or I've come to the conclusion that the central government in Washington, D.C. is pretty much just smoke and mirrors, and that the real government is the Council on Foreign Relations. And,
yeah.
Because that's who they do their bidding. And as far as a colony, that's what a colony is. We export raw materials to China. They manufacture the finished products, and that's exactly what a colony does. That's called
mm-hmm.
mercantilism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, they're here buying up our natural resources now.
Yeah.
They bought a big oil field in Texas. They supposedly want to build a fertilizer plant in American Falls, Idaho, which actually, there happens to be a dam there, which is a big concern. And the fertilizer that they will be manufacturing out of some kind of coal gasification process, it all sounds pretty bogus to me. but they want to drain off the carbon and do fracking. You know, none of it makes sense. Absolutely none of it makes sense. And there was one article in the Idaho Statesman that said that China is willing to help us re-industrialize. Well, you know, since when do we need help from China to industrialize?
Since we have a global neighborhood.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a global community.
It's just all a bunch of phony, baloney nonsense to be able to bring the communist Chinese in here.
Yeah.
So,
well, they want to foreclose. They want to foreclose, I think.
I'm not sure that all the money that China has is what they were given because of these trade agreements, you know. China was not inherently wealthy. They got wealthy by all of the U.S. multinationals that went over there. And China is, I don't know, a 40% partner in that. So I really think that this whole global strategy is a function of the Davos group, you know, the business forum over in Davos, Switzerland.
The World Economic Forum?
The IMF.
Mm-hmm.
And the World Bank, all of these global institutions that they have no country loyalty. They are looking at controlling the whole entire globe, and they are using the Chinese.
Yeah. It's just like George Soros. We play the audio on the show of him talking about how the dollar is going to continue to decline. China is going to be the motor pulling the world economy along, and the United States is going to be an anchor dragged along by China through an orderly decline, a managed, this is exactly the words he used, managed decline of the dollar. So everything that's going on here isn't just through incompetence and, oh yeah, aren't they stupid by giving our enemies all this power? No, they intentionally did this.
Yeah.
They intentionally did this.
Well, you had Patrick Wood on last week, and he was mm-hmm. talking about technocracy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I arrived at that conclusion too, but I didn't know there was such a group called technocracy. I arrived at that conclusion just by looking at their documents and this whole carbon trading scheme, and the fact that they were monetizing, commodifying carbon credits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, money only has the value that the society assigns to it. In our world today, in the old world, we put a value on production. What they've done is invert that. They are putting a value on non-production, on elimination of production, on the reduction of energy, on the cutting back. So
that's very astute of you to observe that. That's interesting.
Well, yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, if you think about it, well, see, I think of things in terms of computer systems and
mm-hmm.
computer reports, and what it looked to me like they were just multiplying their production numbers by minus one and assigning a value to that, you know. So
and that's where this whole sustainability nonsense comes in.
Mm-hmm. Minus one, or you know, whatever. Anyway, mm-hmm. yeah, it is, because the whole clean energy, sustainable development, saving resources for future generations, the way they decided to do that is to put value on non-production. And all of the Wall Street fraud, the hedge funds, they knew what was going on, and so the hedge funds were betting against corporations that actually produce. And they've made billions doing it because they knew that those companies were going to be either brought down or run out of the country to China or somewhere.
Okay, hold it right there. You folks on the line, Eric, thank you for your call. We'll get to other calls here in just a moment. Stay with us. We'll be back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
I wanted to get back to the... We do have an open line, though, at least one open line, 800-313-9443, if you want to jump on board. That's 800-313-9443. James writes, the saddest part is, regarding China anchor babies, is that due to the lack of available females in China, the next generation of anchor babies will be gestated in the wombs of raped, pillaged, and captured U.S. females, impregnated by communist Chinese worker coolies imported from China. A very bleak picture that James paints. And folks, I just want to say this before we go back to the phones. It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. We can put a stop to this. The longer the time goes, this is going on, however, the worse the problem is going to get. The more entrenched that these Chinese nationals are going to get into this country. This is why everybody right away needs to be awakened and educated about this. And we need to be active on this issue. Above and beyond every other issue, this one, I think, takes precedence above everything else. Let's go right here in Michigan to Steve. Steve, go right ahead. You're on the air with Vicki Davis.
Last weekend, Bob Chapman came out with a hot news flash story on RBN saying that he had confirmed with some friend of his at the U.S. Embassy, who of course he couldn't name, who was saying that the U.S. had just signed a document giving China the right of eminent domain over property in the U.S. where they could just come in and seize any property to satisfy the debt that the U.S. owes to them. Mm-hmm. It's not a real made-up story bogus to me, but I just wondered if that's been debunked yet or...
Well, here's the thing about it, and I heard about it, and I didn't say anything about it on the air because I'm a documentation guy, Steve. I don't like going by word of mouth. I don't care who it is. I like to see paperwork ahead of me, and until I see the documentation, I'm not going to further that information, whether or not it's true. You know, people have, we've speculated for years that that's been the agreements that have been going on behind the scenes. But, the bottom line is it doesn't really matter what they've agreed to. The American people have the final say, I don't think they're going to sit idly by while communist Chinese nationals steal their land. I could be wrong. I don't know. Maybe the American people are more brain dead than even I think. I don't think they're going to take too kindly to that.
I mean, that was a week ago, and Chapman was saying, "Well, I'm working on getting the document." Well, I mean, it's a week later. Where's the document?
Well, yeah, and I'll cover it if I see documentation on it.
Yeah, well, I heard that too, and I saw the story. Since I didn't read the original story, he said it was published originally in the EU Times. But what I do know. Mm-hmm. is that China used the NAFTA Chapter 11. See, Mexico and China signed a free trade agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that might make them a party to the NAFTA agreement through Mexican businesses. And I do know that they have used the NAFTA Chapter 11 to push through into our country.
But I mean, Chapman was claiming that he had a personal contact at the embassy who confirmed to him that this document had been signed. I mean, where's the document? Who's this friend at the embassy?
Well, we'll see if time progresses, if he can produce it.
Yeah.
That was a week.
Interesting thing to watch for. I do know... if memory serves me correctly, now I'm not sure what this EU Times is all about. I have read some of their stuff, and it seems to me like they have a lot of stuff that has the ring of truth. It sounds like it's true, but some of this stuff. And if this, I don't know if this thing came from this writer called Sorcia Fail or Sorcia Fall or whatever it is. There's people out there that are disinfo agents that write articles that sound truthful, that sound, based upon what you already know. It sounds very much like it could very well be true, but yet when you go and try to verify it through any real documentation, you find out that there's nothing that you can find. Everything that you search for comes back to the same original source.
And I think what you have here is Chapman read something in one of these bogus publications and then tried to pass off that he got the information from his personal contact.
I don't know. I don't know, but all we can do is
I don't know, but I would suggest that you do some research on NAFTA Chapter 11 and that you look at the NAFTA tribunals and then look at the Kelo decision. So, there's nothing that you will find that is direct, probably, that would say China has the right to eminent domain. But if you follow these international agreements and you see how they've been applied and you see how our court system responds to them, then I think you'll have a better idea of what that story might be about.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate the call, Steve. God
All
bless
right.
you. We're almost up against the bottom of the hour break. There's no question that eminent domain, Vicki, with the Supreme Court decision, you cited the Kelo decision, giving them the cities the power to take your property for economic development. That certainly fits right in line with these foreign trade zones, doesn't it? We got the bottom of the hour break. We'll come back, get back to your other calls. Stay tuned, folks. Time's going by very quickly. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We have an open line or two if you want to jump on board. And Vicki, I don't know if you wanted to say anything before we go back to the phones or not.
Well, just one thing that I was thinking about, and I can't remember how it was related. But earlier in the program when we first came on, I said that the United States does have a central planning agency. Mm-hmm. It's called the Economic Development Administration.
Okay.
And if you look at their reauthorization legislation for 2005, or it might say 2004, anyway, the big part of the plan, you can see the Trojan Triangle system defined in that economic development planning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was tracing that, I found a connection to other research that I had done on crazy stuff that was going on in Boise, Idaho, back in 2001 through 2005, somewhere around there. And that's, for people that like to research, that's a very important agency to get familiar with.
The Economic Development Administration.
Yes, EDA.gov.
Mm-hmm. Put it into a search engine, folks. All right, let's go back to the phones and let's talk to, I think it's Neil in Indiana.
Hello?
Neil? Yes.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hi. I have a quick question for Vicki. I load gas, and when BP bought Amoco about 6 years ago, they put these foreign trade signs, you know, foreign trade zone signs all around the refinery in Whiting, Indiana, up by Chicago. And then about 4 years later, they changed them all to Maersic Zone, M-A-E-R-S-I-C, and I think it has something to do with the Coast Guard. I was wondering if she had any information on that, what that is.
Yeah, that's a shipping company. That's one of the, I don't know if they're Danish or what, but there were, in this whole plan, you know, to develop the ports in Mexico, down in the southern part of Mexico, and then to build the Trans-Texas Corridor from Mexico clear up through the United States, there were three shipping lines involved in that, and that company, I don't know how you say it, Maersk or whatever, they were one of them. But that just shows you, you know, why would you have an international shipping company in Indiana? But what they did with this inland port system, which came about because of the NAFTA agreement and Mexican partnership with Communist China, Vicente Fox had this plan for 6 inland ports in Mexico, with their terminus being in Kansas City, with the Mexican Customs Office in Mexico City, or in Kansas City.
Kansas City. So in other words, the Kansas City smart port would have the Mexican flag flying over it.
That's right. Okay, now, if you take that information and you look at the foreign trade zones, and they are actually shipping lanes. I mean, the corridors that go to the foreign trade zones are shipping lanes. And so they can ship goods into the United States without ever going through U.S. customs territory, without ever entering the United States, even though they have all this cargo parked at a facility somewhere in Indiana, in a foreign trade zone in Indiana.
So in other words, it's completely outside the territory of the customs agency.
Yeah, it's considered outside the territory of the United States. It doesn't enter the United States until it goes through customs. So,
would they have to pay property tax on that land?
No, and that's something that's really, really important to understand. They always tout the benefits of these intermodal commerce zones, but they've taken those zones off the property rolls, off the property tax rolls.
Wow.
I could see the UN coming in someday, or the World Trade Organization coming in, and eventually a international property tax be instituted. But
I think they're going to do it through a through. Well, first of all, the customs system is a global system. That's another government system that everybody should go look at.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the International Trade Data System. It's like a separate corporation, has a board of directors, but it is associated with the U.S. Treasury Department, and what they do is process customs data.
Mm.
And they're on the board of directors. They have representatives from each of our departments of government, which, you know, brings me to another really important thing that happened to our government when they, passed the La Paz Agreement in 1983. That started the bifurcation of our government into an international sections and then the domestic section.
Now, the La Paz Agreement, I mentioned Border 2012, which originally was Border Region 21. They later shortened it to Border 21. I believe it was the La Paz Agreement that started that whole thing, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And what that did, they bifurcated our government. So there were the international divisions within the same departments, and then the domestic divisions. Well, when they signed the Uruguay round, the WTO agreement, they also at the same time decided to design these global systems. And of course, anything to do with international trade agreements and foreign affairs is run by the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this whole international infrastructure sitting on top of and cannibalizing our domestic government.
Mm.
Well, now, are there any books on this subject that you get all this information in one place?
Only my website.
Okay.
I put it all together for you. Neil,
we'll
give you the job of putting us all together and writing one, okay?
It only sells to our listeners. They're the only ones who care about it, I guess.
Well, that's where marketing comes in. But listen, I appreciate the call. I got a ton of calls here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's go to Paul in Illinois. Paul, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's make sure you're there.
Yeah. Did we catch you at a bad time?
No, not me. Everything's bad.
Anyway, go right ahead.
But everything's good, too, right?
Only as good as we make it.
Yeah. I had a sort of a comment on this LESCO. I wasn't quite sure what Vicki said about LESCO, a woman from Idaho, right?
Yeah, that was Jean LESCO. She's from Idaho Eagle Forum.
Okay. Yeah, right. That Eagle Forum is a front for the Vatican.
Oh, well, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Look at the issues. I get so irritated at people. Oh, it's the Jews. Oh, it's the Vatican. It's the this group and the that group.
Well,
no,
well,
it's across the board. These globalists...
Hold on. Let Vicki finish.
These globalists are in all the group. They're in all the groups. And unless you can name a person that is doing something, it serves no purpose whatsoever.
I just want to add to what Vicki said, Paul. There's a lot of national organizations that have local chapters, and the local chapters are run by really good people who are doing really good work. And I understand there very well may be some problems with some of these national organizations. But you got to look past that, and you got to work with the local people who are on the ground doing some great work. And I know there's a lot of local chapters of Eagle Forum around. Say whatever you want about Phyllis Schlafly, but there's a lot of local people doing a lot of great work, and without them, we'd be a lot further down the road toward this rat hole of globalization.
Right, and I'll tell you what, if you want to challenge us on anything that we've done on foreign trade zones, by all means, step up and do it.
What did you say about LESCO?
I said that she was on a radio program talking about the foreign trade zones, trying to warn you.
I thought you said she was disinformation or something.
No, I
heard it wrong then. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said that she was spreading disinformation.
No.
I think you were hearing it wrong. We're going to move on, Paul.
Okay.
Appreciate the call. But folks, let's stick with the issues here. You know, we wouldn't even know about these foreign trade zones if it weren't for the work Vicki and her friend Jane LESCO were doing in Idaho. They're the ones that actually brought this information out. And so we owe them a debt of gratitude for doing what they've done. Anyway, Bill in Idaho. Bill, good morning. Hello,
great
Bill.
Work as usual.
Thank you.
Can you copy me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yeah, I just want to thank both of you taking the time and effort, Vicki, in the research. And I mean, it is intricate. And it really needs to be looked at very closely before we just jump to unwarranted conclusions of those that are trying to explain a very difficult equation that has been developed over decades and compressed into years and now is on a timeline for months or weeks.
You're so right about that. And in my research, I've gone back to World War II, before World War II, after World War II, back and forth and back and forth. And I've documented all of this on my website, and it is intricate, and it is. I believe that what I'm seeing with the Trojan triangles, the foreign trade zones, that is Brzezinski's grand chessboard, because they're not only in our country, they're in other countries too. China has the same kind of zones. They were building over in Baghdad. You remember them talking about the green zone?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. And I know they're doing the same kind of economic development in Pakistan. It's a global plan. These Trojan triangles are a global strategy.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
I didn't mean to interrupt, Darren.
No,
you do
fine.
Such a wonderful job, and I can't thank you enough. Your observation that you made earlier, it's a very bizarre hit-and-miss discussion as far as within what we would presume to be the Patriot broadcasting networks throughout the country, and who is addressing this issue and who is not. I had the honor and pleasure of just visiting just shortly your guest a long time ago, and then a little bit more recently, and subsequent to that, as I do every evening, if I'm not copying BBC or MI5-6, I'm listening in on what others are doing or would presume to have others believe they are doing. And do you know, it was very strange. Mr. Chapman was on for almost an entire hour. Spends a good deal of time on your network there, Mr. Weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And not a word. Not a word. But it's a very, very massive, extremely well-financed, extremely large listening audience, and a very broad range of topics. Miss Vicki would tend to know and observe. I tend to observe and know a lot of different things about a lot of different players in the Patriot Wars for not only last week or last month or last year or last decade or last whatever. But it was absolutely amazing, the curiosity as well as the timing of the stories. And this is a very recent rebroadcast, as Vicki would observe and know exactly who I'm talking about. And not a word from either the host nor the guest in regard to this issue that we are discussing this morning. It worries me intensely that you haven't received another call from Idaho other than us. And I would
It is a little early over there still, so I think the Mountain and Pacific time zones are just waking up.
Yeah.
In many respects.
What do you think their opportunity is if they're this weary now?
Yeah.
When they get a little bit hungrier, will they be any less weary? The issue is, Darren, actually, in point of fact, somewhere, and, what was it before Republic Broadcasting? John and Sandy put their whole entire blood, sweat, and tears, all their efforts, all their dreams, their last dime into this broadcast network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did they have to do that, Darren?
Cared about the country.
Did they really? Well, they certainly did. They invested their last dime in this country.
Listen, Bill, I'm going to have to move on. I appreciate the call. Unfortunately, I'm almost up to a break, and I still got, a couple other callers. But, I don't want to. I don't know what to say about the Chapman thing. He's not here to defend himself. Documentation is where it's at, folks. I mean, that's all I can say. I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Vicki. All of this stuff is just plain and can be verified. Somebody's also asking about the La Paz La Paz agreement and where they can go to find that. I would guess that you could just put it in a search engine and it'll come right up.
Yeah, or go to my website and type in the search. I have a search box down at the bottom.
Yeah, there's also a section that we have. If you go to governamerica.com, on the top there's old site. You click on old site, there's a North American Union section in there, and we have information about La Paz there as well.
Yeah, and I do have a comment on
this.
The system that I'm describing, that I've been describing, and that Jane has a piece of that she's describing, it's a complex system, and it really takes some effort to dig into it and to read about it and understand what's being done here. And in a way...
I hate to interrupt you. We got to go to break. We'll be back here in a moment, folks. Get to as many of your calls on the other side. We'll be back.
Design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
All right, we're going to hit the ground running here. Final segment here of Govern America. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Linda in Ohio. Linda, you're on the air.
Hi, I was flipping through the channels on my television set yesterday, and a program came on that covers the Loraine City Schools, and in this program they did speak laudingly about the Chinese guest teacher program. And I Googled it in, and there's dozens and dozens of guest teacher, Chinese guest teacher programs, participating schools and districts on the web, and they're teaching our children Mandarin Chinese, and I can't believe, you know.
Yeah, that's part of the exchange agreement. I also, on my website, have a press release from the State Department talking about the cooperative exchanges, And Jane has been really looking into that, and she has good information on that. And so,
repeat your website again, Vicki, and I'll get off the line and listen.
It's channelingreality.com.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, channelingreality.com. All right, final call for the show. Greg in California. Greg.
Yeah, hi, Darren. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Yeah, hey, Darren, since, you know, since I talked to you last year, you know, all of us are really, you know, we love this country, and, you know, and it was last year that, you know, I was about the first that warned you of my concern as what would Jack McLammer, Greg Evenson, you remember about Restore America Plan, Darren? Remember we discussed
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah.
On the show and the concern, and like I was thinking now, I had a question for both of you about Vicki, about we're all watchmen on the wall, and those of us that have, you know, my background or even since are always concerned about the perimeter entry of the country, like Tom Gamble, who used to be one of our talk show hosts, is now on another one, has got a scenario. Have either one of you looked at Alexander Bachman, BACKMAN.com?
No, I haven't.
Okay,
no.
That's a Mexican journalist, Vicki, Duran, in Mexico, that's concerned about the infiltration of not only a Red Dawn situation, but many, many military. You know, I know, Duran, you're aware of all this in Mexico, of Chinese and Russian troops. So my question is, Vicki, going to you being the epicenter computer-wise, would it be possible? I don't know if we could garner that effort, but have, you know, develop a Paul Revere intricate computer factor administrating situation, almost like Louise with Capital Forum on our Sunday show, to garner at the effort of keeping track of things like the economic development, like you were talking about, Vicki, and persons in the largest cities to be aware and garner a network, compile information, and get it back to you so you can, you know, Paul Revere it, or, you know, just like in the old days of the North Church, wanteth by land and sea, and compile and you know, in triplicate all the information, because we do have to keep a watchman on the wall of this, you know, of this type of information and the nature of it, to alert our people, which may be able to be picked up by, you know, local news or whatever. I mean, is that a bad idea? I guess the Karen Tostada thing. She just started with one show, and it just spread worldwide now. I mean, is that a bad effort? Do you think we could compile that kind of watchdog thing?
All right, let's give her a chance to respond.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent idea, except for one thing. I'm not the person to do that. Strategically, you don't want, and I'm going to sound a little bit arrogant here, but strategically, you don't want your best researchers tied up doing the busy work kind of thing. But if you find a person who is willing to be the person to have all of the information that will gather it all up from all sources, I think that is an outstanding idea.
Hey, I'm not just talking about you, Vicki, doing it. I was talking about all of us in the nation, you know, where the epicenters are of acquiring the information of the infiltration of the students and things and the business aspects, and then each of get it back to you to compile it on your website. Just put the word out is what I'm saying. You know,
yeah. Well, if it, and I'll tell people where to start. Start with your airport, your transportation hubs, because that the transportation hubs are the cancerous cells.
We are flat out of time. I'm sorry, guys. Appreciate the calls. God bless you, folks. We'll talk to you next week.
The next round.